I want to speak to the boys and girls. This Christmas story is one that is very well known. And I'm sure most boys and girls know all about the Christmas story. But I want to tell you this morning about people who just heard it for the first time and who took part in the Christmas story. And these people, well, they came from a far off land. Can anybody tell me who they were? Anybody here this morning tell me who they were that took place in the first Christmas story? Yes? Well, Mary and Joseph were there, all right. That's no doubt about that. But these people came from a wee bit further than that. And Mary and Joseph and somebody else. But these men, yes, and there were three of them, came from a far off land. Does that help you? The wise men, yes, absolutely right. Good man. The wise men. Now, Scripture doesn't say there were three of them, but they came from a far off land. And they travelled hundreds, maybe thousands of miles to over deserts, and there's bandits lived in these deserts, so it was a dangerous thing to do. But they came, quite a crowd of them, from the east, we're told, and they came right to Jerusalem, into the land of Israel. And they went to the palace of Herod the king to inquire about the baby Jesus. And of course, Herod, who lived in Israel at that time, couldn't help them because he didn't know anything about the birth. And indeed, when he heard about it, he was afraid because they said that this baby was born King of the Jews. Now, can anybody tell me who this was? Who was the baby that was born King of the Jews? Now, it was somebody else. Now, this fellow here is very keen to answer the questions. Right, Stevie? Jesus, that's right, the baby Jesus. Jesus was born in a stable in Bethlehem, and he was King of the Jews. And the wise men, they made this journey to see this newborn king. And even though the way was dangerous, and it was long and hard journey, it didn't make any difference because they wanted to come to see the baby Jesus. And when they came in to see the baby Jesus, they followed a star right from the east and right over to where the place where the baby Jesus was born. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy, for it stopped right over the house where Jesus was. And they went in and they presented gifts to him. And I'm sure you all like gifts this morning. Well, these gifts that the wise men brought were very precious gifts. And when they went in to see the baby Jesus, they presented gifts to him of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Gold, because he was a king. And gold spoke of kingship. Frankincense, because it was a lovely fragrance and it spoke of deity. Frankincense spoke of deity. And myrrh, it spoke of Christ's manhood. And it spoke of his going to the cross and his death. And these were the precious treasures that the wise men brought to the baby Jesus that first Christmas morning. Now, boys and girls, let me ask you a question this morning. What do you think Jesus would like you to give him this morning? What do you think Jesus would like you to give him this morning? Yes? That's absolutely right. That's a very good answer. Jesus would like you to give him your life. He would like you to give him your heart. Just like the wise men brought these special treasures and gave them to the baby Jesus, Jesus says that the best thing that you could give him this morning, the most precious possession that you have, the most costly treasure, is your heart and your life. And you can do that by coming to the Lord Jesus Christ and asking him to be your Savior and trusting him for salvation. And don't forget this morning that when you think of the gifts that the wise men brought to the baby Jesus so long ago, that Christ wants you to come and give him your heart this morning. The best thing that you can give is to give yourself to Jesus.